QST, 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 and welcome to the weekly Tech Amateur Radio Association Echo Link Net, held on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. This net is based out of the KC5 ORO Echo Link Simplex Link, located in Socorro, New Mexico, and operated by the Tara Club of New Mexico Tech. This is WADA 86QG, and I'll be your net control operator this evening. This is an informal net intended for Tara Club members to communicate with amateur radio operators around the country and world via Echo Link to gain experience in net control procedures and receive news about the Tara Club or amateur radio in general. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited and encouraged to join this net. For those stations listening to the KC5 ORO Simplex radio link on the 14655 frequency, please note that you may not be able to hear traffic from other stations transmitting directly to the frequency, unless you're within receiving range of their transmitter. If any emergency or urgent traffic is received on this frequency or through one of the links, we'll clear the frequency for such traffic. We'll begin check-ins momentarily. Before we begin check-ins, are there any stations with emergency or urgent traffic? Please come now. Nothing heard. Are there any stations with announcements for the net? Nothing heard. Are there any stations with requests for contact for the end of the net? Nothing heard. Stand by for check-ins. When checking in, please give your call sign, name, and location if you're not located in Socorro, New Mexico. This is 86QG Net Control for the Tara Echolink Net, acknowledging the following station, which is directly connected to the KC5 ORO link, NO3Y. This station is now automatically checked in. Net Control calling for any stations in the Socorro, New Mexico, monitoring the KC5 ORO simplex frequency 146.55 by radio. Please check in with your call sign and name now.
KE5DKK.
Net Control acknowledges KE5DKK, John in Socorro. Any other stations in Socorro, New Mexico, please come now. Net Control for the Tara Echolink Net calling for check-ins for the KD5QHJ link in Belen, New Mexico. Please come now. Any stations in Belen, New Mexico, please come with your name and call sign.
KC5.
Nothing heard. Net Control calling for stations on the W5TWY link in Alamogordo. Please come now. Stations monitoring the W5TWY link in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Please come now. Nothing heard. Any stations monitoring the NO3Y link in Farmington, New Mexico. Please come now.
Okay, Water. I don't know if anyone's monitoring the repeater here, but I certainly am checking in. Good evening. Doing a fine job, and we'll turn it back to you and wait for the go-around. NO3Y Farmington.
And thank you for the check-in, William, and I'll go ahead and call again for any stations that may be monitoring the NO3Y repeater in Farmington, New Mexico. Please come now. Nothing heard. Any late or missed stations, please come now for monitoring any link. Last call for check-ins before the go-arounds. Please come now. Nothing heard. This is AE6QG Net Control for the Tara Echolink Net, moving on to the informal go-arounds portion of the net. This is the part of the net where you get to share any traffic with the rest of the net. Stations will be called on in order that they were checked in by location, starting with the Socorro area. This is an informal net, so any stations may jump into a conversation out of turn by announcing their call sign or by saying the word comment in between transmissions. And the first station on my list is NO3Y William in Farmington, New Mexico. Good evening, William, and how's the weather up there in Farmington?
Okay, Water. Boy, it was windy up here today, not unlike a typical day at this time of year. Oh, geez, it was not nice. It was overcast and very much unlike the previous 2 days where we had almost reached into the 70-degree realm. Which almost, I got outside for a couple days there, so. Latest things I'm doing here is setting up a cross-link from Echolink to EQSO. So I've been working on that today. Not too much else. As usual, you're doing a fine job down there as net control. But not too much else from this area. Just appreciate the effort and that you're putting behind the net. So turn it back to the net control, NO3 bar Farmington.
Well, thank you, William. And we haven't had as much winds here in Socorro as we had in the last 2 days. Particularly bad yesterday and Friday. And in fact, I was driving back from Albuquerque on Friday afternoon, and there was quite a few tumbleweeds rolling across I-25, and I probably hit, you know, at least 3 or 5 of them or something. One of them got stuck in my front, had a little hood under it for a while. And today it's rained a little bit, and we had just a moment of a little bit of hail falling, which for Socorro residents, that puts us on edge because of a previous particularly bad hailstorm last year, but it didn't look too bad. So, the temperatures seemed kind of nice, and I hope, I haven't seen the forecast for this week, but I hope we don't get as much winds as we have. But I know this is April, and this is prime time of the year for that sort of activity. Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, I caught all of that. I apologize. I have a little script running that updates my repeaters and links and users list at about this time, so I apologize for that. I'm going to have to make a note to turn that off while I check into the list into the net. Okay. I apologize for that, NO3 right Farmington.
Don't worry about that, William. It wasn't much of a problem. And do you have any other traffic this evening?
No, just wishing everyone best of 73 on the net there, and I'll enjoy listening out on back to net control.
Okay, very good. This is 86QG Net Control for Tara EchoLink Net. Next on my list is KE5DKK John. Good evening, John, and how are you doing this evening?
Good evening, Wada, and good evening to the net. And I am doing just fine, with the exception of still trying to get used to the daylight savings time. Seems like I can't ever get used to it. I found myself sleeping in this Sunday morning, even though it's Sunday, still a little bit later than I'd like to be. By the time I realized I woke up, it was getting close to 11 o'clock, and decided I better get out of bed and do something useful and productive for the day. And as for the weather, it's actually, for me, it's kind of nice for the wind, because of it makes it nice to go flying some kites, particularly the traction kites. Kind of have a keen fascination about being dragged across the athletic field, but that's just my own willingness in that. Aside from that, I noticed that there's not too many people checking in that, and wasn't sure. I don't have my laptop in front of me to check in and see what's going on the network side of the EchoLink. KE5DKK, back to net control.
Yeah, John, that's a good observation, because, in fact, you seem to be the last person to check in so far, barring any other late check-ins after after this go-around. But, yeah, I could see how the winds is it would be pretty good for your little hobby of kite flying. And that does sound fun, being drug along across the athletic field. I remember seeing both on the beach in California, people going on boogie boards and riding along with some sort of kite, and also just a few weeks ago, after spring break, on my way back from Las Vegas, there was a few people out in the desert out there doing that sort of thing. So that looked pretty fun. Go ahead.
It's pretty fun until you crash the thing on the ground, and then kind of wince, because the nicer kites have a carbon fiber spars in them, and they have a wooden dowels or plastic rods or whatnot. Just out of curiosity, is Kyle? I can't remember the top. WCV Kyle, is he around, or in town? Is he still experiencing problems as far as jamming.
Well, I haven't received a check-in from him this evening, and I haven't heard from him either way whether he was going to be, whether he was planning to show up for this net or not.
Okay, well, I really don't have too much else to offer right now. It's off the top of my head from last net, so I'm trying to think of anything else that would be interesting to share. Otherwise, my days have pretty much been spent either at work or over here doing the spring cleaning. So I don't think I need to share all the wonderful details of degreasing my kitchen. So back to you, Net Control. This is K5DKK.
Yeah, but especially if, depending on how long it's gone since the last cleaning, I know degreasing can be a little bit of an ugly chore. Yeah, and myself, this weekend I haven't gotten much done. Just a little bit of homework, and I also slept in a little bit, and just like yourself. And today I was watching the Masters golf tournament, where got to see towards the end where Tiger Woods managed to win the tournament after a sudden death playoff. That was pretty exciting.
I, for one, don't particularly follow golf too much. The only thing that caught my attention, if I remember correctly, is Jack Nicholson or somebody was retiring out of the Masters or pulled out. But that's about the only thing. If I remember correctly, you're more of an avid golf fan, or at least taking a PR class in golf. So I'll leave it at that. Back to you, Net Control.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I think it was Jack Nicklaus. He sort of made it known that this was probably his last time at least this tournament. I don't know if he's bowing out of other tournaments. And and I usually I haven't in previous years haven't really been a golf fan or much of a sport fan at all. But now that I'm playing golf again and you're correct that I'm taking the beginning golf class here at the college, and have last semester bought my own set of clubs and got golf membership, and I'm playing a lot more golf now. So seems to be a good thing to do when you don't have much else to do in Socorro, and so it's nice once you get into a sport to actually watch the pros do it and see how they can manage difficult shots. Go ahead.
The only other sport that I care to play for on the golf course is ice blocking, but got to make sure that no one's watching. Otherwise, you get kicked off the field. Have you ever done that, Wada? Back to you, Net Control.
What was that again? Ice, and I didn't understand the last word.
Okay, I heard someone key up the mic. Wasn't sure if they're trying to break it or not. The word is ice blocking. It's where you take a substantial chunk of ice, preferably in a block, and you put a towel over it, and you find a nice grassy knoll on the golf course and go down it. I guess it's a way of doing summer sledding in the middle of the summer.
Oh, I've never done that before, and I don't know if I've ever seen anybody doing it. The most I recall is people going tobogganing down some of the slopes when it snows. And it was nice the day before Christmas when it snowed here and the snow stuck for a few days. It was nice being able to walk on a golf course with it all, maybe 2 or 3 inches of snow on it.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. Yeah, it's probably a good thing you never saw anybody doing it because I guess it's pretty bad for the fairways and whatnot. So on that, I'll go ahead and stand by and see if anyone else wants to check in, considering this, I guess not to me. Again, I'm not sure who else has checked in, because I don't have my laptop in front of me, so I'll stand by. This is K5DKK, back to you, Net Control.
Okay, thanks for checking in, John. Yeah, there's basically only one other station besides me on the net tonight, and that's the station NO3Y from Farmington. So I'll go ahead and see if there's any stations for late check-ins. This is 86QG Net Control for the TAR Echolink Net. calling for any later missed stations, please come now. Any later missed stations? Any stations and all that want to check into the Tara Echolink net, please come now. Well, nothing heard. I think that this is the shortest and smallest net that I've hosted, so that's the list as I have it. This concludes tonight's Tech Amateur Radio Association Echolink Net. This net meets Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Mountain Time on the KC5RO Echolink node, node number 29253, and on Simplex Radio Frequency 146.55 in the Socorro area. Tara has a webpage at www.nmt.edu/tildetara. That's whiskey.novembermiketango.echodeltauniform/tildetangoalfaromeoalpha. We hope you enjoyed our net this evening and look forward to hearing from you in future nets. This is A6QG Net Control wishing all stations a good evening and release this frequency and all links connected back to normal amateur radio use. 73 everybody, 86 QG clear and monitoring.